Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Counting in progress for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. 24 results declared so far. BJP bags 3 seats in Haryana and 9 in Jammu and Kashmir. National Conference won 6 in Jammu and Kashmir. Former J&K Chief Minister Umar Abdullah wins Badgam seat. In trends available so far, Bharatiya Janata Party ahead in Haryana, while National Conference Congress Alliance leads in Jammu and Kashmir. Sajjad Ghani Lone, Ghulam Mohammad Mir, Naib Singh Saini, Bhupender Singh Hooda, among prominent candidates leading. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Film Awards in New Delhi this afternoon. Veteran actor Mithun Chakraborty to be honoured with the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award. Indian Air Force Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says IAF's professionalism and role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia to take on New Zealand in a Group A match at Sharjah this evening. Counting of votes is in progress for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. In Jammu and Kashmir, 873 candidates were in the fray whose political fate is being decided in today's counting. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. The latest trends indicate that the National Conference and Congress Alliance is leading in 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is ahead in the 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. As per latest reports, in Jammu and Kashmir, 18 results have been declared so far. National Conference won 6 seats and is leading in 35. Bharatiya Janata Party won 9 seats and is leading in 20. International Congress is leading in 5. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party is leading in 3, Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference is leading in 1, Communist Party of India Marxist in 1, Aam Aadmi Party 1, Independents won 2 seats and are leading in 6. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has won from the Badgam seat and is leading from Ganderbal seat. Peerzada Muhammad Saeed of Congress is ahead in Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference is ahead in Anantnag West. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference is leading in Handwara. Muhammad Yusuf Tarigami of CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir is leading from Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmad Viri of National Conference is leading from Sri Gufwara Bijbehara seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP Chief Mehbooba Mufti. We now go over to our correspondent Divakar, who is present in Badgam. Divakar, we have reports that Umar Abdullah has won from Badgam. So how is the atmosphere there? What are you seeing?
Yes, Valsa at Badgam counting center, the counting of 4 assembly seats are still underway, and in all 4 seats, National Conference has taken a decisive lead. As you have informed that on Badgam assembly seat, Umar Abdullah has registered a victory by margin of over 18,000 votes against PDP candidate. Besides this seat, Umar Abdullah is also fighting from Ganderbal seat, and here too he is leading. If you see the conference in the districts like Srinagar, Badgam and Ganderbal. On the other hand, PDP has performed badly in this poll, and it is being seen that the PDP has not performed well in its strongholds areas like Anantnag, Pulwama and Sopian. Mehbooba Mufti's daughter Iltija Mufti is also trailing, and I can see right now in the nearby areas of Badgam counting center, celebration has started in the national conference. A few hours, Umar Abdullah had shared a picture on sitting at his residence in Gwar Road in Srinagar and keeping an eye on election results. He was looking very confident. However, if you see the election commission's trends, the numbers are still changing. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Divakar, for those details. And from Badgam, we go to Udhampur in Jammu, from where our correspondent Sanjeev Jasrotia is reporting. Sanjeev, BJP seems to be winning on all seats in Udhampur. So what is the latest update you can tell us?
Well, sir, this is writing on the wall. Actually, these are the expectations from the Udhampur districts because there is a 4 constituency only, and most of the populations are Hindu-dominated populations. So there is a this is a traditional vote bank of BJP here in Udhampur. But the point is this: the one constituency which was newly made after the delimitation is the Udhampur East, and that's very interesting because you know. Two rebellion candidates, you know, of the BJP are contesting each other. This time, R.S. Pathania, who is actually originally from the Ramnagar constituency, is contesting in this election in from Udhampur East. And the other candidate who was contesting against him was the BJP state vice president. He was in the BJP in the from the last 33 years. Now he fight against as an independent candidate, but he lost this time with a margin of just around 2,300 votes. So this constituency is a very hotbed constituency as far as BJP is concerned. But right now, BJP is capturing all right. The 4 constituencies in the Udhampur district.
Right. Sanjeev, what reports do you have from the other constituencies in Jammu region?
Jammu region, people are actually against reimpose their faith in the BJP. There is a 10 seats in Jammu district, particularly in Jammu districts. 10 seats. Right now, BJP is leading on the 10 seats. And one seat, which is a border seat, is near this Shumb seat, is near to the Akhnoor sector. So there is one candidate, independent candidate who is leading at this point. Other important development is taking place in Jammu region is, you know, Congress leader, the tallest leader of the Congress in the region, that Lal Singh, he lost this election with a margin of 14,000 votes. And the other BJP president, sitting BJP president, Ravinder Raina, he lost these elections with a margin of around 10 to 12,000 votes. He right now is contesting from the Naushera seat, which is currently in Rajouri district.
Right, Sanjeev, thank you. Thank you for those all those details. Now, our correspondent Sushil Chandra Tiwari is present in Anantnag in Kashmir. Sushil, what is the latest information you have for us?
Well, I am at the Counting Center Boys Degree College in Anantnag District, Valsa. And this is part of the South Kashmir, which was earlier a stronghold of PDP. There are 7 constituencies, there are 7 assembly seats in Anantnag, and the alliance of National Conference and Congress is sweeping on all 7 seats, 5 at 5 seats. National Conference candidates are leading, while on 2 seats, Congress candidates are leading. So in all 7 seats are going to the alliance, and counting is in its final stage. The results can be announced any time because there are hardly 12 or 14 rounds of counting at all the seats. So at any point of time, we can get the results. So this particular, particularly talking about the Bijbehara seat, from where the Iltiza Mufti, daughter of Mahbubda Mufti, was contesting. She is trailing by a margin of almost 8,000 votes, and the counting is in final stage.
Right, Sushil, thank you. Thank you for updating us. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. Counting is also underway for 90 assembly seats in Haryana, voting for which was held on the 5th of this month. In Haryana, 6 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 3 seats and is leading in 45. Congress won 3 seats and is leading in 34. Indian National Lok Dal is leading in 1. Bahujan Samaj Party is leading in 1. Independence in 3. BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda is ahead from Gadi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. BJP's Nikhil Madan is leading from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is ahead in Ballabgarh. Our correspondent Anupam Mishra has joined us from Rohtak in Haryana. Anupam, what update do you have for our listeners?
Yes, well, sir, we have been following the developments in Rohtak since early this morning. According to latest information, former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda has taken a massive lead of over 67,000 votes. Balram Dangi is ahead by over 13,000 votes in Meham. Bharat Bhushan Batra of Congress is leading by 1,400 votes in Rohtak, and Shakuntala Katak is leading over his nearest rival by over 11,000 votes in Kalanur. in sitting BJP MP Krishan Lal Mehta has won the seat third time by over 15,000 votes. And as you informed, Indian National Lok Dal and BSP is leading in one seat each. Valsa.
Right, Anupam, thank you for those details. BJP General Secretary Arun Singh has expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government for the third time in Haryana as the trends of the election results are coming in its favour. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said this shows that people have expressed confidence in the development work done by the BJP in the state. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the midday news. On to other news. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent reports the awards will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. Today is Indian Air Force Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism, and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable.
हमारी वायुसेना आज 21वीं सदी की सबसे साहसिक और शक्तिशाली एयरफोर्स में शामिल हो चुकी है।
हमारे पायलट्स आज भारत में बने तेजस, लड़ाकू विमान, एडवांस लाइट हेलीकॉप्टर, लाइट कॉम्बैट हेलीकॉप्टर उड़ा रहे हैं। यही तो भारत शक्ति है। अब फिफ्थ जनरेशन लड़ाकू विमान भी हम भारत में ही डिजाइन, डेवलप और मैन्युफैक्चर करने वाले। रक्षा जरूरतों में आत्मनिर्भर होता भारत सेनाओं में आत्मविश्वास की भी गारंटी है।
The 92nd Raising Day of the Indian Air Force was celebrated for the first time at the Tambaram Air Force Station near Chennai today. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan hoisted the flag on the occasion. The Chief of Air Staff, AP Singh, inspected the parade and gave away citations and awards for distinguished performances of the units of the Air Force this year. Minister of State for Highways Harish Malhotra today flagged off the 7,000-kilometre-long Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally from Toise in Ladakh on the occasion of Indian Air Force Day. The rally features various air warriors of the Indian Air Force and veterans from the Uttarakhand War Memorial. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in the Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams had won their opening matches at the tournament, and so they will try to continue their winning streak. Yesterday, England defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the match played at Sharjah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has prayed to Goddess Katyayani on the 6th day of Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "May the blessings of Goddess Katyayani fill the lives of all her devotees with strength, power and courage."
Ya Devi Sarva Bhute Katyayani.
Before we close the bulletin, here are the latest trends. Again in Jammu and Kashmir, 25 results have been declared so far. National Conference won 8 seats and is leading in 33. Bharatiya Janata Party won 11 seats and is leading in 18. International Congress won 2 seats and is leading in 4. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 1 seat and is leading in 3. Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference is leading in 1. Communist Party of India Marxist won. Aam Aadmi Party won. Independence won 3 seats and is leading in 4. In Haryana, 7 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 3 seats, leading in 44. Congress won 4 seats, leading in 34. International Lok Dal leading in 1. Bahujan Samaj Party 1. Independence in 3. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Film Awards in New Delhi this afternoon. Veteran actor Mithun Chakraborty to be honoured with the prestigious Dadasaheb Phalke Award. Indian Air Force Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says IAF's professionalism and role in protecting the nation extremely commendable. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia to take on New Zealand in Group A match at Sharjah this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.